It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap. A golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4-inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. At UAMS Health Orthopedics, OrthoNow is now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, go in and see the best in orthopedic care. Open 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon on Saturday. It's located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. For more information, call 501-686-TOSH. That's 501-686-8674. On this edition of From the Shortgrass, I went out to the first tee of Central Arkansas to sit down with their executive director, Monica Blake. Monica Blake, a very good amateur golfer as well. In fact, she won the Arkansas State Golf Association Women's Mid-Amateur Player of the Year Award last year. She finished her college career at ULM. You're going to hear more from Monica after the break.
This is Justin Akery. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own. To seize opportunity. To anticipate rather than react. To deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world. And to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC. Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Monica Blake is the executive director of the First Tee of Central Arkansas. The First Tee is a youth development organization that enables kids to build the strength of character that empowers them through a lifetime of new challenges. They seamlessly integrate the game of golf with a life skills curriculum. They create active learning experiences that build inner strength, self-confidence, and resilience that kids can carry to everything they do. They are building game changers through their junior golf programs. The First Tee of Central Arkansas is also a place that you can go play the game of golf. I went out there and sat down with Monica Blake to find out more about her trek and how she became the executive director of the First Tee. On the tee, Monica Blake.
Monica, thanks for joining me on this edition of From the Shortgrass. Do you remember the first time you ever picked up a golf club?
Oof. I don't know if my memory goes back that far, but excuse me. I grew up playing golf. My dad was in the military, and so it was a big deal at the military golf course. You had to be 10 to really get on and play, and so my dad used to sneak me in when I was like 8 or 9, and it was a big deal to me to be able to go out there and sneak out and spend some time with him.
Where was that?
This was in Fort Lewis in Washington.
Okay.
Yeah.
So probably almost year-round you could play up there?
You can, because golfers are crazy up there. And yeah. So they're not, golf wasn't really weather. There's no fair weather golfers because the weather's not always fair there. You're playing in a lot of rain and cold conditions. So we played year-round, which is crazy because the second it rains out here, it's like, I'm not interested in playing golf in the rain. But it really was kind of a year-round kind of golf up there.
So up there, I guess it's like, hey, if it's raining, we got to go play. So you get used to playing in the elements.
Oh, for sure. And then it's crazy because when it rains, sometimes that's when the weather's a little bit warmer, especially during the winter. And so it's like, if you want to play, you better get your rain gear and get to it.
Yeah. were you self-taught or did you have some instruction growing up?
So up until a certain point, my dad was kind of my main instructor, if you will. But once I got to where I could beat him, I wasn't as interested in getting instruction from him. And so I would say my golf coach in high school was my main coach for a long time. His name is Gary Larson, really good dude. But really never had a pro that I was tied to, just kind of some different people that poured into me.
High school golf, what was the golf team like in high school? Did y'all win? Did you win state? So, how was it?
Yeah, it's not all that different than it is here. You kind of have one pretty solid player. If you had two or three, then you were really killing it. We had a pretty good team our freshman year. We had a really good senior who went on to play collegiate golf in Portland at Portland University. And from then on, it was kind of a one-woman show. You know, I was out there. I did my best to try to recruit some other golfers around there, but there wasn't the interest there. So really was a solo artist for a long time.
Yeah, golf wasn't cool back then, was it?
Well, it wasn't cool and it was hard. And it was, I mean, you kind of had the trend of Tiger and the interest there. But again, because of the elements you had to battle, it required a certain type of kid. And so sometimes girls weren't as interested in going out there and playing in the rain and doing all the things. And so.
Did you think about college golf?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I would say my sophomore year is where I really took really considered it. So to take it back a little bit, when I was practicing with my dad out at the Fort Lewis golf course, the high school coach he made a comment to my dad like, man, if she wants to play, we've got a really good team, so she's going to have to get on it. And so that kind of little fire under me. And so went hard for a little bit. And then once I got to my freshman year, kind of settled in, realized that I really did have the skill set to do it. And he was maybe fluffing it up a little bit. Really took the time to work on my game and figure it out. And had a lot of success late in high school. I finished top 10 in our state tournament. But really peaked late, and so it was tough to do. It was tough to handle recruiting and all that. So I just went to school my freshman year, played at Eastern Washington, and then missed the game. So came back home and played for junior college at Tacoma Community College, and then had some success there. I won our conference championship, whatever it was called. And then used that as a little bit of a recruiting tool to catch the attention of the coach at ULM, and so played collegiately down there.
Yeah, Louisiana Monroe.
Louisiana Monroe, Fun Row.
Yeah, Fun Row. There's a good golf course about, 30 miles west of there, Squire Creek?
Yeah, Squire Creek, yep.
How many times did you guys get to go over there?
So that was kind of an annual deal for us where we were able to get out there and go play, and it was pretty cool. They were kind of on the front edge of some of the TPI stuff, so it was cool to go out there and go through the assessment and tinker through all of that, but incredible golf course for sure.
So when you were down there, when did you know, Monica, that you wanted to make golf part of your career?
I really just got lucky. I mean, it's interesting because, and this always sounds crazy when I say it, but I've really only worked in golf. And post-college, this is my first job outside of college. So I've really only worked. I mean, I built a career here. And so it really is a blend of a lot of things that matter to me. I mean, so I got a degree in sociology, and I really enjoy the social side of golf, and I really enjoy what we do here and the access that we create for junior golfers to come in and play the game, because I think that there's so much that you can learn, not only about yourself, but how to navigate the world and how to connect with people and all the skills that I think are necessary and sometimes are lacking in the kids these days. They just don't have some of those soft skills. And so it's awesome to be able to bring them out here, give them the tools to play the game, but also give them the access and give them the empowerment to know that they are at a place where they're welcome and they're encouraged to be out here.
I was going to say the first tee of Central Arkansas is a welcoming place.
Oh, for sure.
Anybody can come out
here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's, I think that's the best part about it, and especially with our location, it really does serve a wide audience, and so I think it's important that we have this space where they know that they can come and they have folks here that care about them, that want them to be out here. That mentorship piece, I think, is very, it's an important part of what we do. I think it, kids really, really thrive when they see that they have adults outside their parents that see something in them, and it's fun to see.
It's wintertime right now. You're gearing up for the spring and the summer and the fall. What takes place out here at the First Tee right now as you get ready for those classes that will be coming up?
Oh, yeah. So this is, it's funny because we always tell ourselves, like, this is going to be our downtime, and but it's not. This is prepping and planning, and it's still engagement. So right now we're doing a winter league that we're doing at Swing Social with our kids, some of our older kids, to kind of keep them engaged through this winter time, but really gearing up for a big year for us here at First Tee. It's our 25th anniversary, and so we've got a lot planned. And so you can appreciate that since COVID, golf has really been on the rise, and we've been fortunate to leverage a lot of that. And so we have a very big spring ahead of us. We're doing a middle school league, which we've done in the past, and it was a pretty big program pre-COVID and kind of fizzled during that. But brought it back a couple of years ago, and it's been wild how well received it is. Last year we had around 120 kids, and this was just kind of a soft sell, and now we're really putting some teeth behind it and anticipate probably 180 kids in that program.
Wow.
Which is awesome.
I mean,
it really is. And so you were mentioning that you played golf at Parkview. High school golf, especially within the school districts, Little Rock School District specifically, it's just kind of dwindling. They don't even have a team at Parkview. I think they had a girl who had...
They do not have a golf team at Parkview anymore?
They don't.
Oh, that hurts.
I know it.
That hurts.
I know it. I think they had a girl last year who had some interest but could not find a sponsor within the school to kind of create that. And so a lot to say, we're trying to use this as a tool to really help develop high school golf, knowing that really there's some opportunities beyond high school for a lot of these kids. And so...
Yeah. Charles Ripley was the high school golf coach when I was at Parkview.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah. Coach Rip. Great basketball coach, good golf coach, but he never played the game. Kind of like basketball. He never played the game, but he was a heck of a basketball coach. But yeah, I remember that. I remember that vividly. And I remember Clay Taylor at Henderson Junior High School, my junior high golf coach. I was so nervous, Monica. When I went out to try out in the seventh grade, I turned around and asked him one time, we're hitting golf balls on those soccer fields outside of Henderson.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, Coach, how am I doing? He goes, just keep swinging. You're okay. You know, I was nervous as all get out.
Oh, sure. And so you have that a lot with a lot of these freshmen that come in, and sometimes it's their first time playing nine holes, and it's like, man, we need to give these kids a leg up. So what can we provide earlier for them so that we can help develop that high school golf? Because that, again, you mentioned kind of being in the industry, and golf has just given so much to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important that we really create those avenues for the kids here so that they can see the progression, and so that they can see if golf is something that they want to pursue beyond high school.
With the fact that the mayor of Little Rock shut down War Memorial Hindman Golf Course, there aren't a lot of public places around now that you can go play in the city limits of Little Rock. Obviously, you've got Rebsman, but then you can jump across the river and go to Burns Park. But you can play here at the First Tee.
Oh, sure. And I think, that's the greatest part about what this place means. It's a place for everyone. It's a place for kids to come out and play the game. And it's really... it's kind of a jewel. It's a treat for the area. I mean, that par 3 course is where a lot of people around here learn how to play.
The First Tee here of Central Arkansas has produced some outstanding golfers.
Oh, sure.
I think of Mackenzie Lee.
Absolutely.
Going to have her on an episode here pretty soon. Won the North and South, competing in the Augusta National Women's Amateur Golf Scholarship to SMU. When you show that to parents and to other kids, do their eyes just light up?
I mean, it's incredible to be able to point to her and for them, people to say to them, hey, she learned it right out here. You know, I think she came out she came out and did a little clinic for our kids a couple years ago and was talking about how some of these kids that she's playing against, they had access to everything. They were at private courses. They, you know, had the top instructors, and how it really was kind of empowering to her that she learned it right out here, right out this back door, and she made it happen because she had the space and the drive. And I think that is such a powerful story to be able to tell our parents. And we've got, Ms. Kendi's a great story, but we've got a lot of kids who have truly benefited from the best parts of First Tee. So when I think about First Tee, I think about transformative impact. So who are the kids that we know that we can truly transform their lives? And it's cool to have these testimonies. We've had a kid, his name's Sean Parker. He was a kid who came to our classes through a little outreach initiative and really took to golf and really took to the coaches. And we did everything we could for Sean. We got club, we helped with tournament fees, and he went on to play collegiately at Hendrix, has transferred recently. He's over at Central Ohio in the PGM program, and he's going to kind of make a career of being in golf.
All from the First Tee.
All from the First Tee, all from having just caring adults around him who saw something in him, who poured into him, and it's very cool to have those stories.
Yeah, and you have to rely on volunteers.
Oh, sure.
And you have there are several of them that come out here day after day after day, week after week, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a big piece. So it's funny because we are so well-intentioned here, and I have to remind our staff that we only have two hands. And so we really do have to have this core of volunteers out here, and it's a tough sell on the front end, but it's so fulfilling to be out here and to help these kids. And, you know, I mentioned middle school league coming up and 180 kids. That's just one piece. We've got Saturday classes. We have a lot going on. And I really make it a big push to get some more coaches out here to help, help us to be able to meet the demand.
Some people, Monica, look at golf and think, okay, that's a rich person's sport. And I get that. But golf clubs get handed down.
Oh, sure.
And if there's someone sitting around that's thinking, okay, well, I'm about to get a new set of clubs. Well, what are you going to do with that old set? You guys would take it here.
Oh, yeah, send them our way. And so that's one of my favorite parts of what I do here is breaking down those barriers and finding those resources, whether it's dollars, whether it's connecting with the different golf clubs. So we've done a little drive here recently where we've reached out to the private clubs and let them know that we have a lot going on this spring. And so doing a big club drive right now, knowing that we're going to have a bunch of kids that are going to need clubs. And so we're always open and accepting of any donations.
And some kids that come out here, hey, you might end up playing at Pebble Beach, I hear.
Oh,
right?
Sure, yeah.
How does that happen?
So a big part of what First Tee National does is these national opportunities. And Pebble Beach is kind of their flagship event where they really invest a lot of time and resources. And so it's a cool opportunity for kids who are going through the program. It's kind of the pinnacle, if you will. And it's a cool half and half. And so obviously they want kids who have good golf skills and can manage all that Pebble Beach has to offer, but really kids who have been in the program and have those life skills that we know are going to carry them far beyond golf will. And so it's a great combination of truly all the best parts of First Tee.
Do you get to go out there with them?
I got to go out for the first time last year with Weston, which was very cool.
Did you get to play?
I did not. No, oh. No. That one's about just watching Weston and
how
hanging
fun
out
was
with his
that?
Mom. It's so cool. It was, and so Weston is a great kid who's been coming around our program for a long time, and has recently invested a lot of his time in the game. And he's out there working right now, actually, and it's 36 degrees. But has faced some hard times and really highlighted to myself and the staff and the chapter as a whole, how we can really support not only our kids, but our families. And so it was cool. We got him connected with a coach out here. His name's Doug Ward. And Doug Ward really has spent a lot of time working with Weston, helping him with his game. And because of that, you know, it was a easy yes for him to get selected to go to Pebble Beach because he has spent so much time in the program and has given back as a volunteer, but really has developed a heck of a golf game.
Mm-hmm. The practice range out here is humongous. The putting green is big. So there's a lot that people can come out here and do, whether you want to work on your chipping, you want to work on your putting, there's going to be room for you out here at the first tee, correct?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Driving range is incredible. Putting green is good. That par three course, I mean, I can't recommend it enough. It's still all you can ask for. I mean, the greens are great. You're going to sharpen all the parts that you really probably need to sharpen.
I might have to come out here because there are some places that I know I need sharpening in my game. What does the relationship with the first tee of Central Arkansas and the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens mean? I know that you guys got a van last year, and I'm not sure what's in the works for this year coming up, but that seems like a good partnership.
Oh, it's been incredible. Both Simmons and Stevens have been great partners within that. They really see the value in community, and it's been very fun to see the opportunities that they have created for our kids. So we get to do a really cool clinic beforehand this past year with Brent Snedeker, and we were able to include some of our kids within that. But beyond that, just volunteer opportunities, getting our kids a little bit inside the ropes has been very cool. And then to get the resources and the support with this van is where we kind of go back to that transformative impact, to be able to go out to Boys and Girls Clubs. And transportation historically has just been a barrier. You know, parents are busy, they're working, they can't be all places at all times. So to be able to go there and get the kids from the Boys and Girls Club, bring them out here, hang out, snack them, go out and play, it's really cool to both create those relationships, but then let them, you know, see that this is a place for them, and you find those kids that are really interested, and then you just go all in for them.
Monica, if there's a parent that is listening to this episode and says to themselves, I think I want to get my son, daughter involved in golf, what do they need to do?
Yeah, so our registration just opened, and so you can visit our website. It's firsttcentralarkansas.org, and we've got classes for all levels from 5 to 18-year-olds, and could not think of a better place to come and learn the game, knowing that they're going to be around adults who care about their kids, but also who are here to kind of set the foundation for what golf can be for them. We've got, I feel like, a couple of pathways for golfers out here. Everyone, any kid that comes out here, we want them to be a golfer for life, but that can mean a lot of different things. If it's a kid who has the bug and they want to go on and play at the next level, that's perfect. We're going to find a pathway for you there. But if you just want to come out here and play socially and hang out with your friends and have the skills to just go out there and be able to play and make your way around, I mean, we've got a bunch of kids where that's their pathway, and that's great. Let's work on all the things tied to their life skills that we know are going to inherently come out when you go out there and play.
And they don't need clubs?
They don't need clubs. So all we ask is that you dress for the weather. So we try to go outside, you know, anytime we can, but you don't need anything. I mean, we'll provide everything that you need. We've got, as you mentioned earlier, we have donations. We get things all the time. So if you want to play golf, we'll find it for you here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I know you get to play quite a bit. You played ASGA this past year, Player of the Year.
What was that like? Yeah, so this past year was pretty cool. So I've got a 14-year-old, Allison, shout out Allison, who was going into her freshman year, and so really made it a point this year to start playing more myself, just to get back in her shoes. Sometimes when you don't play tournament golf, you can soft sell how difficult it is, and really wanted to make a personal effort to get back in it, just to remind myself of those feelings, but also to give her that partner to practice alongside. And it was a really cool year for the Blakes. So I got lucky enough to get Player of the Year for the Mid-Ams. Played decent at Chenal, and that went a long way for that. But Allison also had a lot of success this year too. So she was her freshman year at Episcopal and helped them win both their first district championship and first state championship for the school. And was one of two freshmen to make it to the high school overall. So,
yeah,
big year for the Blakes.
Yeah, big year. And maybe Allison, in a couple of years, she might be hoisting the trophy.
There you go.
Out there. And getting to play right before the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. We talked about that relationship earlier, but getting to play at Pleasant Valley right before that event takes place has to be exciting and exhilarating.
Oh, it's super cool. It was so fun to watch the girls. Sometimes in Central Arkansas, you can take it for granted how cool that event is. But for those girls to come in from all across the state and come out, and it was fun to watch them. They're taking pictures with their dads. They're just really soaking it in because it is such an incredible event. Sometimes I feel like, specifically for that event, you have to get inside the gates to really feel how cool it is.
Yeah.
You can, I mean, it does not sell itself on TV. The experience, being a part of it, being on the grounds, feeling the energy, it's a very cool event and very, very cool for it to be right here in Little Rock.
Yeah, and you guys have an area out there that when the tournament comes around that kids can go out and have some fun.
Oh, sure, yeah. Come on to the first tee fun zone. We have our coaches out there and working on golf skills in different games. So it really is a great, fun family environment.
Best golf course you've ever played?
So I would say there's probably two. So obviously it's always an incredible opportunity to be able to go out and play at the Elotion Club. But when I was playing in junior college, I don't know how they worked this out, but we played at Bandon Dunes in an event.
Ooh.
That was incredible.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah.
Because I just saw that there were several people that got rejected this year trying to get,
which is crazy,
a tee time at Bandon Dunes, and how that has just blown up to where it is now.
Yeah, so you can appreciate that, having a junior golf event out there. I don't know. The stars must have aligned, but very cool experience to go out there.
That was pretty cool. Monica, fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you could play around to golf with, who would they be?
All right, so let me give this some proper thought. So one would obviously be Tiger Woods. If I'm going to play with Tiger Woods, I'm going to have my husband there with me playing alongside me. And then to round out our foursome, I don't know. It's a tricky question. My heart goes just to my father-in-law, though. I mean, if I'm going to get a chance to play with Tiger Woods, I want it to be with my family.
How cool would it be, Monica, if Tiger is healthy enough, able to come back, and we see him in Little Rock at Pleasant Valley at the end of October?
It could be a game changer. I mean, the energy that he brings, the attraction that he is, it's not dwindled much. I mean, he is still the biggest name in golf, and I think that it could mean a lot to both that event, but such a cool opportunity for our kids to be able to go out and watch the greatest of all time.
Yeah. Give me the website one more time for the First Tee of Central Arkansas.
Yeah, so you can find us at firstteecentralarkansas.org.
All right. Monica, thanks for your time.
Oh, absolutely. Now this is a treat.
This is Justin Akery. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
The future is not about a bond reaching maturity. The future is what my grandfather worked for. It's what my father carried on. It's my responsibility today. The future is my son's tomorrow. At the Stevens Private Client Group, we believe that our strength builds success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
That's all the time for this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. Don't forget, if you're a golfer and you just got a new set of clubs, or you got an old set of clubs that you're not using anymore, even some golf balls that you have found, take them to the First Tee. They'll be glad to take them and utilize them for some of their programs that they have. If you haven't been out to the First Tee of Central Arkansas, I encourage you to go out there and play 9 holes of regular golf, and then a par 3 course. 9 holes of it as well. That par 3 course, it will challenge you. My thanks to Monica Blake for sitting down with me on this episode of From the Short Grass. If this is the first time you've heard From the Short Grass, go back and check out all of our episodes. You can find them anywhere you get your podcast: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and so much more. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the short grass.
You have been listening to From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.